Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to twchealth.com/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to twchealth.com/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. And welcome to the Great America Show. Thanks for being with us here. I want to start today by, well, introducing first our guest, who is Michael Gabelman. He is the former Wisconsin special counsel investigating the 2020 election, amongst other things, a former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin, and a great American. And he right now is among those leading the charge to recall Robin Voss. The Supreme Court also protecting Voss. And we're going to talk to Michael about how complicated does it get in Wisconsin to bring in people who aren't corrupt and who aren't connected to replace those who, well, are the inverse of all of that. The basic issue here is integrity. And Wisconsin right now has taken steps to assure integrity. They've actually done something that is, I think, remarkable and worthy of note. They have banned private money in their future elections, including this year. Wisconsin was one of the states in which those famous Zuckerberg Zuck Bucks came in to influence elections at the local, at the federal, and state level. It's really quite a story there in Wisconsin, and Michael Gabelman has been part of it for some years now. And we welcome to the Great America Show, Michael Gabelman.
Thank you very, very much, my friend.
I can almost say that. Gabelman, I apologize.
Your viewers can see anything but late to a meal.
You're very forgiving, and I appreciate it. Michael, and I'm doing well with Michael, so I'm going to stick with Michael now. Michael, I just want to say, first of all, I respect you greatly for all the service that you've given to the state of Wisconsin and by extension to the country. I just really, really admire what you've done to try to bring integrity to the electoral system there. And to also, I would have to say, the legislature there as well. Let's start with Robin Voss. And his role in all of this, and your thoughts about his prospects of being recalled.
Well, Robin must be, Speaker Voss must be recalled, and I believe he will be recalled. This whole saga has its start when I issued a 136-page report on everything that was wrong with the way that the Wisconsin election in 2020 was administered. And I believe that there were many intentional acts undertaken by, for example, the administrator of our Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, whose term has expired and who Speaker Voss refuses to allow impeachment for, even though he got a letter a few months ago from the president of our state Senate, a public letter telling him, "Robin, please impeach Megan Wolf. She's terrible." And Robin is the only man, the only person in our state with the power to do it. And he is protecting Megan Wolf. And why What's relevant and why I started with that kind of awkward movement of showing that 136-page report is there are three things that are very, very important about it. Number one, not one word of it has been proven to be untrue. I've taken a lot of fire and a lot of criticism, but it's all about personality. It's all about things that are not related to the report, and that's because it's true. The second thing to remember is that report simply outlined the fact, A Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump.
Right.
This was the book that David Plouffe, one of the two most senior and longstanding political operatives for Barack Obama, wrote in the summer of 2020.
Right.
And what Megan Wolf did and what five of the largest cities in our state did was put into effect David Plouffe's plan to beat Donald Trump. And in his book on page 111, Plouffe refers to the upcoming 2020 election as likely to be like war and come down to block by block political street fights in cities such as Detroit, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. So we have all of that. We have all the rules violated. We have the laws violated. We have the fact, Lou, that right now, anyone can go on the Wisconsin election voting system and register under a made-up name, use a made-up home address, call themselves an active military serviceman or woman, and have ballots sent wherever they want them to be sent. And whoever receives those ballots can fill them out and put them into the system and never be detected. And that's why those two constitutional amendments, which my fellow citizens endorsed, banning the Zuckerbuck-type private funding and prohibiting anyone except for government employees to work and administer elections, is a good start. We needed it because of the $10 million that came into our state under the pretext of COVID protection. And the only statistic we have shows that less than 1% of that money actually went to personal protective gear and the like. Nobody asked for and nobody needed COVID protection. But just, for some reason, Robin Voss is protecting the system as is.
He's protecting the system as is. You say he's corrupt. You say, in point of fact, that he has to go. Why in the world is he still there? And by the way, Megan Wolf and Robin Voss, are they both Republicans?
I have no idea. Well, I know Robin is a never Trumper, something that he didn't share with his constituency until after he squeaked by a primary against a political unknown. Robin had to spend in the other 2022, he had to spend $1 million of lobbyist money, and his opponent spent about $130,000. Robin ekes out a victory of about 500 votes. And then he tells his constituents, who, by the way, his constituents are about 65-68% pro-Trump. That's not just the Republicans in his district.
Well, how is he staying in office? Well, I'll tell you what. I take back the question. I'm going to re-ask it right after these quick commercial breaks. Did I say commercial breaks? What I meant was a momentary and soothing pause from which we will return immediately thereafter. Stay with us, folks. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today. Be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back talking with Michael Gabelman. And Michael, we were talking about what in the world is going on in the state of Wisconsin that this is even an issue. Why in the world, if this man is as corrupt as you say and has most of his constituents are America First, MAGA, Trump supporters, why are they tolerating such conduct?
Before I get to the heart of that question, I want to start out by saying why this discussion is important is not just because of the almost purposely designed room for fraud in Wisconsin elections. What I told you about the military absentee ballots and the undetectability of fraudulent military absentee ballots is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to start with the fact that in a state of 4.5 million eligible voters, our state, under Megan Wolf's administration and Robin Voss's supervision, has over 7 million names on our voter rolls. 4.5 million eligible voters, almost 7.5 million names on the voter rolls, including people we know have died, including people we know have moved away from the state. Why is he still in office? Well, he's been working in the Capitol for 30 years. 10 years he was a legislative aide, but he's had a long time to learn a lot about legislative maneuvers. But I suppose just as important, he's learned how to raise money. He's learned how to obtain money for himself. I think he's sitting on a war chest of about $3.5 million right now.
But to the point you wanted to make here, and that is the integrity of the system or the lack thereof. Right. You're talking about 7 million people on the rolls, 4.5 million people eligible voters.
Right.
What my question is, everybody knows that. Why haven't they fixed it? I mean, you've got some really bright people. I mean, you've got guys like Paul Ryan, who sits on the board of Fox. I mean, he was a boy genius because he told us he was a boy genius for years when he was down in Washington trying to be pretend to be a wonk. Then, you know, you've got Reince Priebus. I mean, you've got boy geniuses everywhere. Why aren't they doing something for the state of Wisconsin from whence they sprang?
You know, only they can really answer that. I suppose it's probably...
Hang on a second. Get me Paul Ryan.
Yeah. I think it's part and parcel of what Robin Voss has been doing in terms of making it possible for the Chinese government to buy up Wisconsin farmland. Why would someone... Robin is the most powerful person in the state. Unless you count, we have some billionaires here, but politically, Robin Voss is the most powerful political person we have. The governor doesn't really count. The governor is a pleasant guy, But I would say I would describe him as being vacant. He's absent. He's had some health trouble.
What's his name again?
Tony Evers. But again, it's the staff.
He shows up at the darndest times. I mean, suddenly you've got a transgender rationale that is making sense scientifically and in terms of social policy. And what does Evers do? He vetoes the daggum thing. I mean, he's not just a benign, inert force. This guy actually screws things up.
Personally, when you talk to him, he's a very pleasant person. The last time, which has been a while, but back to Voss, Robin is protecting the darndest things. And he raises so much money from big business interests. And I do know that he and Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan are all very good friends. I mean,
say it ain't so.
Well, Reince and Robin, I believe, were college roommates. So they're really smart people. But why does Robin keep doing these things? I think one of the reasons he gets away with it is he knows the right things to say. And he says them when he's after people's votes. And let me give you two examples. One was after that primary. During the primary, he ran a campaign based upon his support for Donald Trump. I mean, it was inferred in every single piece of literature, dozens upon dozens, photographs of Robin Voss and President Trump, clearly signaling the voters that by voting for Robin, they were voting for someone who would support Donald Trump.
Tell me he betrayed the voters. Don't tell me. I can't take it. I can't take it.
Well, then I'm sorry. At risk of that, my friend. Yeah, the minute he gets elected and the minute he thinks he's safe from accountability to his constituents, then he lets us know, I'm a never Trumper. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Donald Trump is not the Republican nominee. So only after he gets a political victory, an electoral victory, does he tell us the truth. The second thing happened during the first recall effort, which just concluded. It fell several hundred signatures short. It was supposed to be 6,800 and it was 6,300 approximately. Right. So he thinks he's safe again. And then he comes after me. He comes after the president. President Trump. He comes after other supporters of the recall, which I don't know if the president was supportive of the recall. I know the president endorsed his primary opponent. And he says that I should be disbarred. Well, I think a lot of things about Robin Voss, but the most relevant is that he doesn't represent the interests of his constituents. He doesn't seem to care a bit about election integrity.
You know, but that works two ways, Michael. It looks like the people of Wisconsin don't care one whit about who runs their government. And it looks like they don't care about corruption. And I'm talking about rancid corruption, given your statements about over a course of 30 years. That corruption has been existent there, and the bright young fellows, the boy geniuses, Reince Priebus, Robin Voss, and Paul Ryan, they've done so much for the state. It sounds to me like they've screwed the state every which way from Sunday for as long as they possibly could have, particularly Robin Voss.
And I think it's Robin's situation in particular. Again, protecting the Chinese government's ability blocking legislation. And I heard him on a radio interview the other day, and I about fell out of my chair because when the very friendly interviewer asked him about that legislation, that Robin blocked legislation prohibiting the Chinese government from buying up Wisconsin land, including Wisconsin farmland, which I cannot think of one public policy reason that would support that other than financial ones. But when he was asked, Robin, part of his answer was, Robin said, and apparently, I don't know, it was on radio, so I don't know if he said it with a straight face, that he was only one member out of a 132 person legislature, and he couldn't control things, whether they get out of committee. Well, I've become familiar over the years. As you noted in your introduction, I used to work at our Capitol, and I had I had reason during the investigation to come to know the Capitol even better in the last few years. And every single chairman of every single assembly committee is frightened to death of Robin Voss.
We're going to continue that. We're going to pick up right there. Everybody scared to death of Robin Voss.
They are.
In the state capitol. We're going to find out why and why that isn't making you more nervous as you proceed to unseat him. We're talking with Michael Gabelman. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now. We're talking with Michael Gabelman. We're talking about Robin Voss, who sounds like quite an operator. Is he corrupt? I don't know, but I can tell you this. He's quite an operator, just from what you're saying, Michael. Surely the people of Wisconsin aren't so dumb as fall for this nonsense that you have described for years and years. These people are just begging for Robin Voss to put his hands in their pockets.
I don't think it's a matter of intelligence.
What is it?
Well, but Lou, I know that you believe as I do in the fundamental wisdom of the American voter, that you and I have confidence. And I built a career in over 20 years of being elected to public office about just doing the right thing and having the confidence to know that when push came to shove, if I was challenged, that the majority would support me. But Robin, it's more of a matter of being uninformed. There is no such thing as broad scale media, which is honest and neutral. Right. And that's why I, along with a lot of people far more prominent than myself, make a special effort to take up your invitations to be on your program. But we've got coverage here. The voters of his district simply, they don't all know, but it's important. One number statistic to give us hope based on what you just said is in the recall effort that concluded about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
There were 6,300 people who signed the petition for Robin's recall. That is more people, I believe, that is more people than ever voted for Robin in any single election. I think they're catching up to him. They need these answers. And when he can
telling me that that 6,500 people that's the most people who've ever voted for him, and he's got all this power?
He does, because he has to get elected in his relatively rural district filled with very hardworking, very smart, good Wisconsinites. But then he goes to Madison, and I think he's been the speaker for about 10 years, and he has mastered the art. He has learned it of power and control. And I use those phrases on purpose. I see these chairmen, and they've told me privately, I don't think they'd have a problem saying it publicly, that they are very frightened of losing their chairmanship. I underestimated, Lou, the attachment that relatively low-level politicians give to their relatively low-level office. The idea of selling anything, much less my soul, for some use, for some committee chairmanship at the Wisconsin or any assembly, would never cross my mind. But he holds that over their heads. He also controls all the funding for Republican candidates. So
that's a big deal.
Who? Oh.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because we've got about a minute left.
Can I come back tomorrow and the rest of this week? Because
maybe the next month for, you know, Michael.
I'd appreciate it. Here's
the situation. You've let us see exactly. You've pulled back the curtain around Madison, Wisconsin, Robin Voss, and the state legislature and the way it works. And I'm deeply appreciative. And I know the audience is, because it's a fascinating tale. But here's the deal. You come up short, a few hundred votes in the first recall. Now you're undertaking the second recall by your own note. You know, that's not many signatures in a state where you've got 4.5 million registered voters, plus 7 million presumably a lot of them dead on the roll.
Oh, not presumably. The important part is we know they're dead. But they refuse to take them off the voter rolls. So here's my question.
How can you come up short again? And how can you make sure you don't?
Well, first of all, my faith rests in God. And at the start of the break, you started to ask me why I'm not afraid of Robin Voss and his retaliation. Well, he can come, and I'm going to come up against him, too. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, Robin. I know he's doing what he can to hurt me, and that's fine. I'm not going to knuckle under. I'm not going to be like the. I don't know when our political leaders have become such cowards, Lou, to let a petty tyrant rule over them, all for the sake of holding on to some little office. But the real answer to your question is. On the first recall effort, we had 2 months, 60 days. So the recall effort is a cumbersome process, probably deliberately so. And I think any reasonable person would say for the first 4 weeks, there wasn't a lot of organization there. Well, people have learned new management is there. And it was the new management team that came in 4 weeks raised about 6,300 signatures. Now they've started over. Far more organized, far more ready to go.
How long do they have to do it?
60 days. 60 right. days. But here we have the
results. I'm a simple guy. When did they start?
They started a week Monday, so about 8 days.
Week Monday. My question would be right now, if I'm in the state of Wisconsin, how many signatures have you got in the first week? Because we know one thing, we've only got 8 weeks. So we can pretty well manage this if we know what the heck's going on.
I can tell you we've got a hell of a lot more signatures now than we had in the first month of the first effort.
That's excellent.
Now, the people, you asked me a different question, and I'm trying to remember what it was because it was an important.
It is important, and you know what? That's going to be a question for the next iteration.
He's got to go. He has to go. Our farmland is too precious to sell to China. We need honest.
It's already being sold to China.
Well, it should
be. So it's too precious not to go get it back. I think that's where we are.
We have to stop it. We need our political leaders to tell us the truth, not after they secure a vote, not after they get reelected, but we need them to tell us the truth all the time. And I believe.
By the way, that's not only helpful in Wisconsin, that's helpful in every state. Michael, I'd love to talk to you this more. We're so far over, Michael. I appreciate it. Come back and we'll take it up again and soon. Thanks so much, Michael. And thanks for all you're doing there in Wisconsin to bring truth, justice, and the American way to Madison. We appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for being with us here on the Great America Show. Our guest tomorrow is Mark McClellan. McCloskey. He is a well-known attorney. He is the St. Louis-based attorney, in fact, who you may remember in the Summer of Love in 2020. He and his wife had to stand outside their house in St. Louis with their weapons ready as the BLM supporters were absolutely harassing them. By the way, that landed him in jail for a little while for pulling those guns out. He is a remarkable citizen of St. Louis. He is a remarkable American. He'll be joining us here tomorrow. And by the way, St. Louis, just so you know how well that city is going, once a million people were in St. Louis. And guess what? Fewer than 250,000 live there today, and the downtown looks like an absolute war zone, absolutely destroyed. And the people of St. Louis, they don't know what to do, apparently, and the leadership, well, is all but absent. We'll be taking all of that up because it is what looks to be a template for what will happen in most Democrat-run major cities in this country. Be with us for that. Tomorrow, Mark McCloskey, a great American and a fascinating fellow. You'll enjoy listening to him. We are delighted you were with us today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you here tomorrow. God bless you, and thank you.